song is written by a Manchester guy called Graham Gilman. Goes like this. Joshua, we'll sing you one, alright? Here's a song. It's a nice song. It's all sexy people, all the sexy girls, all the nice guys, and all those we don't know. The song goes like this.
Thank you. Thank you. Now we're taking you through the time warp. It's just like to do a song now about westerns and about two cowboys in particular. One called San Medina. And the other one called Curly Billy. And they had a showdown. And this is the story of what happened. The day of Curly Billy met San Medina.
She gets along before the sunshine.
beats the mailman who's still yawning. Then leaves the bed for a short time. Calls the kids, get out of bed. Ain't never hear a word she said. Husband stands to leave the table. She says, I hope you have a good day. He says, one day soon as I'm able, I'll get a job where I get good pay. Ain't finding it hard to make ends meet, but they don't mention it because they have each other. It's free while they're supposed to be. But what could they do?
Thank you. Matt's going to sing you now with a song which we did here for the first time about 4 years ago. And since we did it, it's been covered by a big Scottish band, the Red Dark Kilts, and bagpipes. And also, there's a group called Dove that did it. Anyway, it goes like this.
Amazing grace, I'm free to sing.
I'm afraid we have to have him shot. Anyway, this next song was written by two very good friends of mine, John and Paul.
From the Beatles.
Now, what it is, you see, he bought a couple of the Beatles albums and now they're his friends. No, actually, they are my friends because when they were doing the film track For Live and Let Die, he asked me to go down to the studio to help him out with the vocals, you see.
I wonder if I.
Now that I remember it clearly, like I was like, stood here and there was Paul, so I'm doing the backing vocals. And and Linda was like stood in front of me. And I was just doing the oohs and ahs, and as she was stood up and down, I was going, ooh. Anyway, it's a song which they wrote for us, which we turned it down. So they did it, and it was a huge flop. And it goes like this.
Thank you.
trying to do a Rip Hop Through Give Me Big Bop Bop song for him. And it was all about a little girl that we all used to play with at school. Who's your new phrase, Dad? I mean, there was a little girl that we all knew at school. He used to play with her. That's better than playing with boys, isn't it? I was saying about that. Anyway, we're going to do a song goes like this.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is our last song we're going to do. You see, it's nice. It's the last one. It's a vine, really. And again, I'm going to feature this guy too much tonight. So I mean, where is he? How did he found this song originally? And we have to thank him for it. Listen to the sentiment. It goes like this.
Those waves.
Is the grass wet? Ah, that's a shame. We're going to try a song out on you, which we haven't done on stage before. And this is about a friend of mine who is just...
Shh. Celine.
Very serious song.
Celine.
Anyway, this is this song written about a friend of mine, which myself, Tony and Terry wrote. It's a very, very sad song. If you like it, I think it'll be our next release over here. It's called Lucy. I got a call from the doctor. Say hold on, my friend. You gotta know what I'm knowing. He's come right away. He said, Lucy's gonna see me.
Thank you.
Did someone say they like rock and roll music? But you know what, Alan, I'll sing it. Any nice having back, eh? He's a very modest fella. No, he is, honestly. And I don't mean that either, I mean, you know, modest in anyway. And he wouldn't have told you, shut up, he wouldn't have told you that the next song we're going to do sold 3 million around the world, and he wrote it. Sorry, 3 million. And that he wrote it. So he's asked me to tell you. And it's, you might know it actually, it's called Long Cool Woman!
Before she can sleep in love.
He's